go out to LA. Coming from the city where no pity is shown. Somebody need to do a song for LA.
Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles. Look, count my nose, smoke up. I'm from California. Where you from? So what?
I'm from California. 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 This is Los Angeles.
Well, where are we going?
Westward, ho.
Well, no. Y'all, I mean, I understand y'all gave me the topic, but the young lady by the name of Lady C.
Yeah.
All right, Lady C. She, where I guess prior to me joining this live, they were talking about the Nasty Nates Awards, which belongs to the nominees, and I'm assuming Diddy is a part of this, right?
Oh yeah, we have R. Kelly, we have Diddy, we have Jay-Z.
Okay. Let's explain. I need you to explain why Jay-Z is a part of this.
Oh, Jay-Z. Oh, he is the silent. How do I describe him? He is the silent killer.
The silent killer.
He is the smartest of it all. He's the smartest out of all three of them.
Mm-hmm.
He moves in silence. Like you hear him, he say it in his songs. Killers move in silence. Let me show you how to move in a room full of vultures. Mm-hmm. Okay? Like, remember these key things, you know?
Okay.
And he says, and also by his actions. You know, Jay-Z, he's been in the industry for like ever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But he always comes out unscathed. And people don't talk about the things he's done in the past. Like, he stabbed his, I think he stabbed like the vice president.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day for leaking his record, like, and then he got off and made a whole song with R. Kelly about how he got off,
right?
You know?
That okay, so look, the action itself is debatable, but doing a record with R. Kelly about it, that's gonna make you look bad. Okay, leaking records is a bad thing in general, okay? But I don't think anybody should get stabbed over it. At the same time, you know what I mean? That could mess up some type of money flow. We could remember years ago, not too long ago, that the famous Pusha T prevented a huge rollout that Drake was going to have with Adidas. That messed up a lot of things. Now, that had a lot of money behind it. That had a lot of press behind it. That you can get stabbed over. You know what I mean? So I'm not saying that I'm for the violence, but I can say I understand it. Now, going and bragging about it next to R. Kelly, that's not going to help.
Yeah.
That's not going to help at all, right? I've been hearing a lot of people as of lately bring up Jay-Z's name, not in the same regards of what you're talking about, but more so of
R. Kelly and
basically, why haven't you said anything though?
Yeah. Well, do you want my conspiracy?
Do tell.
Ooh, here we go.
All right, here we go. This is going to be crazy. So my personal conspiracy is this. And I'll talk about the falling outs, and then I'll explain the rationale behind it, right? So first and foremost, with Aaliyah, God rest that woman's soul, I think the conspiracy is she was the reasoning for the Rockefeller breakup, as well as the breakup, well, the falling out between R. Kelly and Jay. And the reason why I say this is because there are photos of her at Club Bed. We were talking about that earlier, of her at Club Bed, and she's laying in the bed, right? Some would even go to an even further extent to say, with the untimely demise of Aaliyah, or without the untimely demise of her, Beyonce's career ain't the same way.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. There have been a lot of people said that, and it's not Beyonce's fault by any stretch of the imagination. We're saying that, you know what, like, would she be who she is without that? You think 2001,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Beyonce still would, you know, Destiny's Child, all those things, and blah, 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 blah. And she would still have a great career, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like with Jay having those photos, it's like, wait a minute, like, that's weird. Like, wasn't she with Dame around the same time? It's like, no, like, this is what it was alleged, that she was the rift between, you know, and between Kelly and Jay. Best of Both Worlds comes out and stuff like that. Next thing you know, you laying at club bed hanging out with the bros and all of them, like Diddy and J-Lo and all them, right? And I was like, that's kind of weird, because ain't that around the same time that, like, J-Lo told the police that, you know, she was allegedly white so she can get out of that, you know, that situation in the car? This is a lot of shit that it's like people, I don't want to say they developed amnesia about, but people were talking about that shit. There were, I don't know if y'all remember this, but when message boards were still a thing and forums used to be a thing, the ongoing joke was
MySpace.
Yes. The ongoing joke was, oh, y'all remember when J-Lo jumped out of the car and the reason why she didn't get arrested was because she told the police she was a white woman?
Like, I forgot about that.
She was ahead of her time. Everybody identifies as something different now, right?
Yeah, I mean, hey, she's a headache to Ben Affleck now, and everybody tried to tell her, it's like, bro, like, there's no reason why everybody that you court or courts you or decides to put a ring on your finger all of a sudden, you know, less than a year later.
Big Ben said he up out of there.
Bro, he is literally the meme of him standing outside with a cigarette.
Yeah. He up out of there.
He is just out. Ben been through it.
Yeah.
Ben is over it.
So what happened? So what? I mean, we already know. We've seen the ending results with R. Kelly. We know the ending already.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
When it comes to Jay, until there's any type of allegations, and I'm talking about just allegations at this point, then that's just us picking. That's just us picking at the monster right now. But what we do have is hardcore facts that dropped today.
Yep.
That goes against Diddy. Where does this put him? What happens? Does this change? Does we've seen within the past couple of weeks how two of the biggest artists in the hip-hop game has changed the culture of hip-hop, so to speak.
Yeah.
I'll say this real quick. 50 Cent hasn't lied yet.
Right. Well, he hasn't. It's just sometimes it's hard for us to believe everything because of how petty he is and how much he jokes around. So, again, I don't know if everything he says is actually true or if he's just joking around sometimes.
Nah, he's the king.
It's not what he's saying, it's what he's not saying.
It's, yeah. You know how Diddy never says anything about 50. He don't never comment about anything 50 says, but when 50 be bringing up those points, like with Drink Champ, remember when Fabulous and all of them, this is like early episodes of Drink Champ.
Oh, yeah.
And it was Fabulous and Puffy and a couple other people. He was talking about taking him out shopping. He said, why you don't party with me? Why you don't party with me no more?
A little aggressive, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he was
very uncomfortable. Very uncomfortable.
He was, that was wild.
But okay, but here's the thing though, is prior to this, and shout out to Denny. Then he was like, for people like himself, he didn't need to see the footage to believe what really happened.
Yeah.
But he was saying as if nobody needed to see it. I disagreed. I think people that was in support of Diddy and who was trying to hold on to Diddy's legacy needed to see that.
Yeah.
Because now we don't have to sit up there and throw our emotional opinions at each other. Now we've seen the facts.
Yeah.
So, I said this. I don't want to project. I don't like to project things onto people. But that happened in what it seems to be the daytime, with cameras around in the hallway, so to speak. Just imagine in his own house, you know, behind closed doors. You know what I mean? So
remember that footage of her on the floor and he was like yelling at her, yelling at her, and she just curled up in a ball. Like, you know, I remember like at a time when I was watching that and I was like, I didn't know what to think about it at the time. I was like, yo, this don't look good. Like, she's not laughing.
Yeah. She cut her hair off and everything.
Yeah, like, but mind you, the story behind it was people were saying the reason why Diddy, I guess they went to like a fashion show or some shit like that, and he saw somebody else go, and I guess he saw a woman who had her hair like half shaved, and then he was like, he wanted Cassie to do the exact same thing, which is like, you know what, like, I can see that, but ultimately, I think my personal issue, not with Diddy, but more so the circumstance, is the fact that why now, right? Like, I'm always asking why now, because people have been talking about this shit for 20 plus years.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, that leads credence to the whole Jay-Z situation. And again, I keep going back to 50 Cent, and it's not what he says, is what he doesn't say. When the Diddy thing happened with, you know, his house being raided and stuff like that, 50 Cent said, oh, well, where are you at, Jay? I don't know if people remember that was a comment that he had made. He directed himself to Jay-Z.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, like, that was a thing. Like, okay, you're going in, you're letting it be known. It's like, it's a deflection thing. It's not what you see, it's what you, you know, it's tangibly like what you're not seeing. And I've just seen way too many instances now where it's like, okay, people are saying that it's a ladder system. It's like, okay, if you get rid of all of the people who are doing the same or better than you, if you get rid of them, then they're done, and then you move on up. Like, you think
you can move on up. But what are you moving up for?
Well, for
what example, what do you gain from that? If you're 50,
who here's the thing: who has the most to gain from these people no longer being a part of things?
I don't think it's 50. 50, no, separ- 50, 50 separated itself a long time ago when he stuck his toe into producing and directing. So I don't think there's anything else for him to accomplish. I mean, unless we're just sticking to the petty side, then I totally understand. But business wise, I wouldn't say that he's struggling against them two at all.
No, but this thing,
he's the only one that's entertaining us outside of those two.
Yeah, he's like the celebrity bully.
Yeah, 50's going I don't say low hanging fruit. He's going for the venues and the task, so to speak, that Jay ain't going for. While Jay is trying to do halftime shows at the Super Bowl, 50's trying to sign partnerships with ABC and Stars. Yeah. Like, it's two completely different ball games, right?
Right.
Like, Jay isn't saying, you know what I want to do?
I want to get
I think 50 knows his lane, and he knows where his bread is buttered now. That's why and this is my personal take on it, I thought that 50 was going to be the silent person to go and purchase Revolt when Diddy sold all of his shares.
Yeah, that would have been crazy if he did that.
Like, if he would have done that, like, can you imagine what he would have gotten if he got Revolt? Now, there's not a lot of shows on Revolt, but if you move power from Stars, which is what he's been trying to do, that's why they canceled Raising Kanan, right?
Yeah,
him moving power to his own network and effectively charging people is the same thing he would have done, or the same thing he did do with Vitamin World, which is make tangible money and have those resources. He is, to me, he's no longer 50 Cent the rapper. He's like Tyler Perry Jr. He's like, all right, I know where I can go and make this money and make it, you know, for more than 20 years. When Jay retires and stuff like that. Like, now, like, Jay's, I don't want to say he's retired, but he's more so focused on philanthropy and NFL and
he's
stuff.
He's focused
like that.
On Beyonce. He's focused on how to make her more money.
That's a fact.
Yeah, because, I mean, not for nothing, I'd be pissed off if I was Beyonce. Like, how Rihanna going to be a billionaire before me? Like, I'll be sick. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out who Becky with the good hair is.
Man, that's about 50-11 of them, okay? He's been out there, okay?
I thought it was Rosario Dawson, but, you know, I was wrong, clearly.
It's more than them.
That's not a bad pick.
Yeah, she's not a bad pick. It feels like a lot of our favorites are being canceled, even though the operative term for me is nobody gets canceled, right?
I'm not sticking up for Jay. Jay showed his hand when we, you know, was in, I guess, the debate about whether we should still kneel or stand. He already took sides on that. I'm not even tripping about
that. CEO is a federal informant, okay? Remember, his CEO is the Graciela's was a close friend, and she sold her out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, Bailey, here's a question for you. I know this is your show, but this is a question for you. Why are people like Jaguar Wright still around?
Ooh, I have no idea, bro. I don't know how it works. I mean, look, we've been talking about conspiracies since we were young, before 9/11. You know what I mean? Yeah. We've been hearing about conspiracies and stuff like that before we even knew what a conspiracy was. So I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know if these stories are true or not. If it's just smoke.
I think because they think she's crazy and that the feedback has been more negative because she just comes across unstable and not trustworthy. I think that's why nobody's really effing with her.
I think the person who started all this shit this year showed people a different side of crazy, which means you could be crazy and just say some outrageous stuff that has no evidence behind it, and you can be crazy as far as telling your truth that is the truth. So when we bring up Cat Williams, I think it's just a matter of him showing y'all that these entertainers and these athletes are just as human as everybody else. And they got some skeletons in their closet. And one way or the other, whatever happens in the dark is going to come to the light. So I don't necessarily think that she's just, you know, crazy without any type of evidence. She goes out her way to be heard and wants to say certain things about certain people. And it's like me, with me, I'm just let it happen. I'm not saying I believe her or I don't believe her. I just want to see it unfold.
Yeah, but Greg was asking, why is she still around, right? Like, why
I think majority of the people think that she's crazy without the evidence. They just think she's nuts.
Exactly.
So they're going to let her go out there and do her thing, and she's going to be looked at as she doesn't know what she's talking about.
Right, exactly. And that's why she's living right now. But now, the tables may turn because look what happened to Diddy. Now it's like, holy crap. We got to listen to this woman more. She's on point about what we all thought she was bugging about.
Yep.
So it's just like, I don't know. It's the year of the truth. It just, for me, like being a fan of like these celebrities and just watching the downfall, like honestly, it makes me hate social media and it makes me hate, like, I just remember the days where we just didn't know nothing about nobody and we just heard about it on a tabloid.
But you gotta ask yourself, is that a good or a bad thing?
I don't know.
I was gonna say, I'm sorry to cut you off, but I was gonna say, what you're basically saying is ignorance is bliss.
Yes. I think so, because it's disappointing. I think it's just disappointing because at one point we all supported them. We all supported them. If you listen to their music, you know, buy their music, go to their concerts. We have been supporting this habitual behavior. So it's like we contributed to these types of behaviors, putting these celebrities up on a pedestal. And it's, you know, that's why I'm like, damn, like.
Are you emotionally attached to their music like that? Would it be difficult for you to get rid of certain people's music?
Yes.
Who would that be?
No, there are certain people I honestly can't not listen to their music because of the fact that if I stop listening to their music and their catalog, I have to stop listening to a lot of people. Like, if I stop listening to R. Kelly, I can't listen to Aaliyah. He produced half her shit.
So you can't separate the music from the monster?
No, we were talking about that earlier. The reason why I can't separate the artist from their artistry is because of the fact that...
So you don't listen to Aaliyah?
No. I listen to Aaliyah, but I still have to compartmentalize the fact that Robert actually wrote some of the biggest shit that she's done.
Yeah.
So which one is it? Are you able to separate it or not?
No, I can't separate it.
I think, I don't know. I'm indifferent. I was excited to hear Aaliyah's music on iTunes. Like, I was like, oh, snap. In my revolution, I rock with those songs. Like, that brings me back to high school, you know? So I don't think about, like, honestly, it's like age ain't nothing but a number. I don't really bump that. But, like, it reminds me of, like, what happened to her, you know? So can I separate the two? I don't know. Like, music is is connection, you know? I think you have to separate. You got to get the message of what's being written or sung about. You got to separate the two, because the intention could be different from the, you know, like the person. Like, you know how, you know, you hear certain things. Like, let's talk about Candace Owens real quick. Mm-hmm. One thing she said that was like kind of like on point. Something she said that was on point. It was like, damn, you're so on point, Candace. But damn, why I come from you? You know, like, so that's where I am with it. Like, I could separate the two, but I guess I can't. Like, you can't really forget the action. Like, you can't forget the context of it, but you can appreciate the beauty of what that was, you know, produced. You know, I don't know if that makes sense, but.
All right. Well, so how does this situation, Diddy's situation, affect the history? Because I mean, he's written all over Bad Boy. So does that affect all of the music?
It rips it apart. It rips it apart. It tears it apart. Like, hip hop is now being viewed completely different because of this instance. Now, hip hop is looked at as the most grimiest, scumbaggish, like, people ain't shit, like, industry. Like, it was just literally like, did all these men lay on their backs to get to where they are? Like, now I think every artist is gay or a pedo or, mm-hmm. or do, like, honestly, that's just my opinion. Now I think, like, oh my gosh, what did they do to get to their position? I'm talking about everybody. I'm talking about Kendrick. I'm talking about Drake. I'm talking about Meek. What did they do to
exactly?
What did they have to do to get to where they are?
And you know what's so funny about that? Somebody had said to me on the app that I no longer get on about, like, people, like celebrities, in order to become famous or in order to become who you are, you have to walk through one of those doors. And it's like, okay, there's, I guess, the alleged or the allegation is you're going through multiple different doors, or you have the option to go through one of, I think, three or four doors, right? And they tell you, hey, you can go through that door, you can go through this door, you can go through that door. And there's a consequence to each door. And every celebrity takes that, you know, not the same door, but they take a different door. So you start seeing now, like, the people like Cat Williams and Jaguar and what's Buddy from That's So Raven? I forgot what his name was.
Orlando Brown.
They talk about the doors that these celebrities take. Like, I still haven't forgiven Meek Mill for being poolside with fries in his lap. Like,
he had a rough night. And that video, that soundbite that came out, they said that came from Nicki. Nicki was the one who sent that soundbite out about Meek and Diddy.
Exactly.
And I heard it a couple times. I'm like, does that sound like? I said, yeah, that does sound like Diddy.
Yeah. I just, like, when I see, like, and this is going back to your point, Baylor, about, like, how do we feel about Bad Boy? Like, I've always thought that everybody who was signed to Bad Boy was an opportunist, right? Like, they knew what they were getting into because of the history of Bad Boy. Like, I think of even people like Janelle Monae. When I think of Mates, I'm like, wait a minute, you knew Diddy was a piece of shit and you still went back. Shit like that. Like Faith, Faith, she went back three times. That's crazy. Once she went back. The only person I know that actually, no, Young Jock went back too. So that's a fucking
thing. Did you hear about what happened with oh my goodness, with 112? They did like this humiliation type of and how, like, these men were grown men. They were crying. Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's just crazy. Like, when you look at the Bad Boy label, for example, right? Like, people fail to believe that, like, Jeezy actually was signed to Bad Boy at a point. And, you know, with Boyz II Hood, he was signed to them. Elephant Man. Like, if we ran down a list of people who were signed to Bad Boy, it would surprise a lot of people. When Craig Mack, God rest his soul, when he passed away and stuff like that, all of a sudden he gets his catalog back. He gone, yeah. Bro. Like, why give it to him now? You know, Mace, you know, he's now that they did the Bad Boy Forever tour or whatever, right? Remember they did that world tour during the pandemic?
Yeah, I went to that, yeah.
And while I love Bad Boy artists and stuff like that, I also know, I'm like, y'all be the main ones complaining about a check, but then y'all go right back to Diddy for the check. And all of a sudden, ironically, now that all this is coming out, I was like, wait a minute. Actually, let me back up a little bit. Right before all of these allegations of Diddy and stuff come out, right before that, he gives everybody their masters back because they have no fucking value.
Yeah.
That's why when I see people like Wayne say, you know what? I'm going to sell my masters. Justin Bieber selling his masters. Prince having a master sold. It's like, okay, there's more. They know that there's no real value to come because of streaming services and stuff. So they might as well sell at the highest dollar now.
That's on us, though. That's on us, though. That's on us. Because of what we just did for Kendrick.
Mm. What you mean?
Everybody went to his back catalog. Everybody.
Right.
I can see that.
So that's on the hip hop fans. We could save the catalogs.
Yeah.
We just choose not to. But they are correct for doing what they're doing. They got ahead of the game. They didn't think nobody thought this would happen. But what I'm saying is this did happen. It's possible. You know what I'm saying? Like he you know, some of his albums are back into the top, whatever. You know what I'm saying? They're going back to listen to the Big Steppers. You know what I'm saying? He's breaking records now. So it's possible, but it starts with us.
Yeah, but it, to me, in my personal opinion, I feel like it's more lucrative for these artists to sell their masters and just make sure that, like, we all already know, like, UMG and all of them, they're getting their bread, right? But the perfect example that I give whenever, like, I have this conversation is Snoop, right? Snoop said that he received less than $45,000 for reaching 1 billion streams on Spotify.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Less than 45,000?
You're getting like less than a penny. Like
that
less
is a wow. That's a wild number to take home after that many streams. I'm sorry.
Yeah. If you divide that out, like 45,000 and 1 billion streams, that means he's getting 0.00004 cents per.
Now somebody got to get, I don't want to say it because they checking episodes now, but. Mm-hmm. That's some physical altercations right there.
Yeah. But Baylor, here's the thing. When you think about the fact that Snoop, and I had to go and Google the list. So basically, Snoop's discography consists of 19 studio albums, 5 collaborative albums, 17 compilation albums, 3 extended plays, 25 mixtapes, 175 singles, including 112 as a paid feature, and 16 promotional singles. He has sold over 12.5 million albums in the United States alone.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, those are the numbers. And the reason why I say that is because somebody would be like, okay, well, 45,000 may be from one album or from one song, right? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And according to the article from, and I'm pulling this from just an article, I'll send it to y'all. They are saying that he's talking about Young, Wild, and Free, and he only got $45,000 from that one song. Untrue. So the fact that he had songs like Tooted and Booted and stuff like that, where there's songs that are being sampled, like he's still not making enough money. So even
not making the money that he's supposed to get.
That goes to like, you know, artists touring. That's why they got to tour. That's why they got to do all these, you know, they got to get brand deals. And even Cardi B was complaining about that. Like she was like, you know,
again.
Brand deals, like they're not even getting paid as much as people think, and I'm like, huh? Well, who's your manager?
But check it, lady C. I think that comes back to us again, because what if these artists decide to go independent? Or will we support them that way?
I think artists who go independent.
It's not that easy to be independent. Like let's be frank. Like you're talking about an artist, their own money, their own backing. Hopefully, they have investors that will invest in with that. But you know that comes with a lot of stipulations. But you're going against the machine. Like I have not yet seen a truly independent. Well, let me backtrack. They start off independent. Like remember back in the day where people were selling CDs.
I think E-40 and Too Short got it right.
Mm-hmm. That was also a different time, though. They did all
that. That's what I was saying. Like back
what's my guy from? What's my guy from Texas? What's my guy from Texas?
Was Mike Jones?
No, not Mike Jones.
No, I'm not. I'm not knocking. I'm just saying, like, it's a different time. But they had to start independent, and then they got a deal with like a major, and it could have been like a distribution deal, like with Koch Records, or like they kind of got a distribution deal. But you know, it's hard to be like, when you say independent, I guess you got to be more specific, because when you say independent, I mean the artists themselves are doing their own distribution. They're doing like their own funding. They're doing their own promotional tours. They're the ones that are like,
maybe they won't be able to get away from the distribution part, right?
Yes.
But as far as like the creativity and the publishing, everything like that, I think they should get that out the gate. But again, they won't be able to, I mean, think about it. After Doggy Style was made, and if Snoop decided to go independent after making Doggy Style, would he have gotten that same support? Is the machine a machine without the fan base?
That's a different perspective. The machine, of course. The machine makes them too. Like, come on.
It does. Like, because now you're talking about them. You're talking about everything from promoting, advertisement, endorsements, the whole nine. I get that. But how many times have we found an artist and before they blew up, you know, they put out some of the best music, and then when the masses get a hold to them, they start to change or whatever. So now they have to make different music to appeal to a bigger audience, to sell records, to make money. When their core audience was already there, but they still need the support, so they go to the machine.
Yeah, but to your point, I think the argument is, or the debate is, it's like, you know, if an independent artist can go truly independent with just the fan base. I said no, because I see it start out that way, but it gets tiresome. It's exhausting. You don't want to always be flipping that bill. So any independent curly that I've seen ever, they always have a slash or whatever. Like, or maybe they have to have backing. They have to. It's just that's just
well, what's, the way what? Well, what's the excuse for them nowadays? They have all the outlets they need. If you go home and make, you and Greg make a banger right now, somebody claws it, right? And all we got to do is just post it on TikTok. And if enough people duet it, stitch it, repost it, whatever, well, how come we can't control our own destiny after that?
I don't. Okay, so, all right. So now you're painting a different picture. Okay, so I mean, maybe it's not so different. I think what you're alluding to is that we can do whatever our minds, I mean, it's a very lofty idea, right? Mm-hmm. You know, but, you know, I agree. You know, look at TikTok, period. Like a lot of these up and coming influencers, they literally make a living doing absolute bullshit, you know? So, yeah, anything is possible, but also recognize that, you know, Snoop Dogg, he just made what, 45,000 off of the billions of streams. Like, there are so much things that, there's so much adversity. What I'm trying to say is that the picture, I don't see how that could work.
Well, Drake and Kendrick just kind of showed us a little bit by posting all their diss tracks on YouTube and IG before they put it on the DSP.
Behind them. Like, come on. Like, they're not the greatest examples. Like, come on. They're backed by their labels. Like, this is all
currently right now. But I'm saying, what if after today they decide to go? Well, Drake, not anymore, because Drake just signed a deal. Some crazy deal.
What deal? What deal he just signed again? You mean like a Nike deal? That's the only thing I heard of.
Nah, he had the Nocturnal deal already. But I think he just closed a deal that was worth somewhere between $400 to $600 million.
Yeah. Was that but they said that was in jeopardy because of the beef or something. Yeah. Oh, it was like his
sneaker. I think that went through, right?
I don't recall. Can you look it up, Greg?
Yeah, I'll look it up.
Okay, because I'm not sure. Because I think, okay, so to my understanding, the sneakers, I think he had a deal with like Nike. He was supposed to be coming out with a sneaker. It came out, nobody got a sneaker. I think it came out like
last week, right? Or this week? Something like that?
Yeah, yeah. And so people were saying like, oh, it's because of that Drake beef. And that's why they wanted Kendrick to come out and apologize. Because, you know, there's too much money vested in Drake to have him, like, crash out. Yeah. Like, so, like, Kendrick, he's not budging, he's not moving. Yeah. So... Nah, that's
K-Dot about to drop that remix.
I think it's up to him. He could really be the finisher. He could really take out Drake. But
I think it's already in an ugly situation. I think they should just let it die down, leave it alone.
I think Drake
should leave it alone. Kendrick is ready. His guns are blazing. Yeah. Like
Drake needs to drop an album, because if we're going to be completely honest, he has not dropped a good album in the last five.
Well, I think he said he was dropping in the summer, right?
He's going to have to do something, because he is taking L after L after L. Like, certified level.
He's polished, bridges. But rest of his hair, hanging out with Sexy Red. Like, who is he?
Yeah, like,
give me a... Drake now? He got a perm, curly perm.
What's funny is, I feel like at a certain point, like, certain artists just start trying shit. And it's like some shit you can try and some things you know it's gonna feel like when Wayne tried to do rock. It's like, all right, it could sound good, it could sound bad, right?
Yeah, I'm not mad at that one though, because that's a genre though.
We all
like different genres, but you putting barrettes in your hair, that's kind of
yeah, but he
that's sus.
Yeah, this is no disrespect to light skinned dudes, right? But some of them, they actually legitimately may be a little bit nuts, bro. Because
do not have the light skin correlation come after me.
This is no disrespect to the light skin community, right? But that's y'all king, bro. Think about it. If you look at the battle between every generation has had their battle. I remember the battle between like Keith Sweat and Albie Shore. Keith Sweat won that.
What?
I remember
light skin community. Hear me when I say this. Is Hey Dot Greggy on TikTok? Okay, I'm not. I didn't do this.
Here's the thing. Light skin dudes are used to winning, and they go overboard. Remember when
how did we get here?
Are we doing this?
Yes, we are. Because okay, I'm gonna give you a perfect example. And somebody gonna hate this correlation, but you know what? This is y'all's fault because y'all brought it up, right?
We did not bring this up. Yeah.
So I'll say this. So there was a movie with these two actors in it, and when you think about who won and who lost, you're like, damn, you know what? They were pitting them against each other as like sex symbols, right? Morris Chestnut and Shamar Moore.
Oh, wow.
Wow. You're talking about brothers?
Yeah. And who won in that battle?
Yeah, it depends on who you're talking to, bro.
Yeah. Tay Diggs, in every movie that he's been in, he always goes against a light skinned dude, right?
Tay Diggs' characters are trash. Like,
if you're talking about light skin and dark skin, Love and Basketball. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm just saying. Light skin dudes, historically, when they up, right, they may have a lead.
You saying light skin dudes
are... What about
Soul
Food?
Waiting for a long time.
Light skin dudes will have a lead, right? They'll have, like, a 15-point lead, and it'll be, like, 2
light skin boy got smacked, though.
Hey, I'm a Boston Celtics fan, and you know this, Baylor. So I'm used to Jason Tatum blowing the lead. He'd be like, you know what? Great. Like, we up by 25, and the next thing you know, he just, you know, lets off the gas.
Jaylen Brown ain't been so perfect.
But again, he hasn't been perfect, but the fact that they call him Batman, what does that make Jason Tatum? Like I said, even my own team know that the dark skinned dude is.
Wait,
just
who calls him Batman?
Batman.
But they call him Batman because remember he used to wear a bat mask or whatever.
Yes.
If the fans of Boston is calling him Batman, y'all need to look into some. That's racist. Okay.
Fair enough.
Oh my God.
But bringing it full circle, though, if we're keeping score, Drake is down right now 0-3 to dark skinned dudes. Just saying.
Damn. I mean.
Wait, you said 0 and what?
0-3. He got pissed on by Diddy. He lost to Pusha T. He lost to Kendrick. Like, yeah, come on, bro.
He's one in three days.
No, he lost. He lost to Diddy. He lost to Pusha T.
Meek Mills.
Meek doesn't count.
Meek is light skinned because he never got lotion on.
No. Because in the beginning, when we first seen him get emotional on Twitter talking about you didn't. What was it about? He didn't retweet his album or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Like everybody going into that, everybody was on Meek's side. Nobody thought that Drake had a chance against Meek in the very beginning. So now we're not about to send a care package over
he's
to no,
because he has 100 writers.
Yeah.
Even with Kendrick killed all his writers.
Well, it's certain cats in general that Drake shouldn't mess with, but. He technically did beat Meek. Meek's career hasn't been the same since. He doesn't have a career anymore.
Meek is like a big old crybaby. He talked about Roc Nation. Like Meek is just an emotional wreck.
Well, that's something that y'all could bring up because Roc Nation hasn't had the picnic since three years in a row, right?
3 years,
because of the whole. Even before what.
The last time they had the Roc Nation brunch, Meg Foot got shot.
You know what? I can't. What the hell? Why?
I'm not telling a lie. Why
you pick up Meg Foot getting shot? Like, you know,
because
she didn't get shot. She got fragments in her foot.
I'm not gonna speak on it because you know people have said that I was wrong for saying what I said. All I'm saying is everybody else calling you know Meg a untruther, right? And everybody calling her untruth. I don't have an opinion on this anymore because I said what I said.
Okay.
But ultimately, there's this: she has not had a hit since then.
That's not true.
It is.
She had Cobra.
Was that a hit?
Bongos with Cardi B.
Was that a hit?
Yeah.
No. No.
What about what's the new one that she's like a Harvard UP girl?
If you can't name it, it ain't a hit.
It came out like yesterday, bro. Like the hell.
No, I'm sorry. Like I'm a Meg Thee Stallion fan.
Well, I thought.
Anybody dropping right now might be an issue, though. We just now getting over the beef.
Yeah, the thing is, if your song doesn't have a TikTok to it or a trend to it, and that was Meg's bread and butter the entire pandemic.
Yeah. Like,
let me make something that is that. So when she had Savage, when she had Body, what was another joint she had? I can't even think.
WAP.
Yeah, just WAP, like Crybaby, Big Old Freak. Like all of those were like
Big songs. Old Freak.
Yeah. After that, she just be throwing shit at the wall to see what sticks, right?
Well, yeah, remember she had that whole beef with Nicki and that kind of fizzled out immediately. Like, I don't even know who won that. Was that even a battle?
I think Nicki won. Because Nicki on tour, Meg's not. And they just did an article last week saying that Meg, her tickets were like $28. Now,
she got it. She kind of got disrespectful, though.
I think
that's what got her up out of there.
Yeah.
It's almost similar to the K-Dot and Drake situation where they got money invested in Meg.
Yep.
So she can't really be in the mud like that right now.
I think they try to do with Meg what they did with Rihanna, which was they saw the salacious situation that happened in a relationship, the same thing
that
happened.
Dr. Phubbs.
Yeah, they had the situation.
If they can get another Fenty, not exactly that, but if they can get another clothing line out, then, you know, I can see why they invest in. I mean, they protect their investment, because if they can get another Fenty out of them, that's a lot of money.
But that's the thing. They can't. Like, they even had Meg Thee Stallion come out with her own shoe, which is ironic for somebody who got shot in the foot.
Wait, hold on. She came out with shoes.
She came out with a whole Nike fucking lineup. And, like, it was supposed to be the biggest thing. It lasted, like, 3 days. People were like, oh, okay, well, great. Like, she literally had a deal with I want to say she still has it. Meg Thee Stallion, Nike. I got to look it up. But, yeah, like, she was supposed to have this whole, like, fitness line. And then people shot that down. It was called the Air. She has a shoe called the Air Max 97s, something for the hotties, right? Yeah. Now, once people said, oh, well, you know, I think Nikki, this is around the time of the beef. She came out with this shoe, the Air Max 97s, called something for the hotties. And then Nikki said, well, you got your body done. So how can you? Yeah. How you got fitness wear and you went and got the tummy?
That's that old Zampic.
I mean, that's what they do. They get the surgery done and they spray the mist on their body and go straight to the gym.
I don't think she got surgery. I think because she looks natural. She looks naturally shaped. That's not, I don't think that's surgery. Like, you could tell when a chick cut up. Like, I wouldn't say that's surgery. If anything, maybe she got a little lipo, but I think she had Ozempic personally.
Well, I mean, this is not a conspiracy here. This is a Google. I Googled, what is a stallion? That's a male horse.
Yes.
All right. I know where you're going with that. All right. So look.
Wait. What? Go there, because I need to.
Nope. I'm gonna leave that to the listeners. I'm not even gonna go far.
I know. I know what you did there. I know what you did there. All right.
I want to know what you did there, male stallion. Are you alluding to her parts not being?
Nope. Not alluding at all. What I'm saying is this. It was a poor name.
He was born a man.
No, it is a poor name choice. Just like how Genuine can't spell Genuine. Yeah.
Wait a minute. You was a damn lie.
Do you know how many people have been trying to spell Fabulous and Genuine?
No, look. If y'all was spelling Fabulous like how he spelled his name, then that's a y'all problem. And y'all, and y'all public school. That's a public school problem.
Yeah.
But check it. Now, we can keep the conversation going, but I want to end my show personally on this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm asking the both of you, when you bring up R. Kelly and you bring up Diddy, when you 10, 5, 10, 15 years from now, when you look back at hip hop, what are you going to say?
I have a lot.
Hip hop was on some bullshit back in the day, bro.
I have a one line. It's just one line. Diddy doesn't have a TP2.com.
Huh?
What does that mean?
That makes no sense, dude.
It does. Like, when I think of discographies, Diddy doesn't have a discography. He has artists that made his out, like No Way Out, like, cool. Yeah. Like, Diddy Dirty Money, like, is Diddy's album, but he just, like, he's like the spliff star to his projects or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to music, like,
but you know he's gonna be on it somehow. Doesn't that make it worse?
Yeah, but no, the reason why I say that is because people are really trying to cancel R. Kelly's catalogs. Like, people didn't graduate to I Believe I Can Fly. Okay. Nobody is saying, okay, what song can we not get rid of from Diddy that's bigger than I Believe I Can Fly?
Well, I mean, but you gotta understand, you said earlier you cannot separate the music from the monster. Neither can they. So they like, look, take everything about you. They trying to erase him.
Yeah, but that's the thing. You can't, in my personal opinion, the reason why you can't erase R. Kelly is because it's just like, it's a timeless thing. Diddy's, all of Diddy's timeless shit is somebody else's body of work.
That's
like,
why I said I think it's worse. Because all the artists that we've grown to like that was under his label, If you're if I'm the type of person that I'm standing on my word and saying that I cannot support him in any type of fashion, that means that's at least 35 to 45% of my goddamn library.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's been a, so even when it come down to some of my favorite West Coast artists, Nip is, I mean, what you call it? Puffy was on Nip album.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like he has been on, his name, his voice, his ad libs has been a part of a legendary lineup of songs.
Yeah.
So that's way worse, because you could get rid of R. Kelly's catalog and then he has some song that's out there that he gave to certain artists.
Yeah, what's that one with Marcus Houston? You know we be up in the club.
Well, we could get rid of him altogether. We can get rid of her.
Oh, damn. I'm just saying, Marcus, you were talking about the Vegas. Like, that's one of them. But yeah, we know Marcus, he's a P.O. too. I mean, you know, it goes.
But it's equal, though. When I think of, like, I'm going through, like, the list of things that R. Kelly produced. Like, Anytime, Any Place by Janet Jackson. Stroke You
he
Up.
He produced that Jackson. Song?
Yeah, he produced that song.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Like, he produced half of the Osley's shit that happened in the 90s, right?
Without Diddy, we don't get no 112.
Yeah, well, without R. Kelly, we don't get Casey and JoJo's entire album. We don't get Maxwell's Fortunate.
This makes me sick.
Oh, don't forget, half of Dangerous, Michael Jackson?
Get out. No. No. Ooh,
yeah.
No.
Charlie Wilson's Resurgence. Like Charlie, last name Wilson.
That was a cold track, though.
Yeah, like when I look at his discography, I'm like, bro, he had his hands in everything since fucking what, 1991. So just actually, do me a favor, Baylor, give me a year. Just give me a year between 1991 and let's just say 2012.
92 was a hell of a hip hop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. R. Kelly didn't have a lot of production this year. He had High Five. Like, everybody knows them. Like, Hard to Get. Give me another year. That was too early of a year.
What do you mean? As far as a year for greatness? Or
just give me a year and I'll tell you, like, some of the songs that he produced that year.
Oh, okay.
97.
96, 97. Yep. That era.
Okay.
Wow. Or 95, actually.
95. So you gotta do away with Michael Jackson's album, the album that he did, You Are Not Alone.
Yeah.
You gotta get rid of the entire History album because he's credited with 6 songs on there. Quincy Jones, Q's Juke Joint, gotta get rid of 4 songs from there. You said 1996, Isley Brothers gotta get rid of their album. Johnny Gill, gotta get rid of that. Gotta get rid of Toni Braxton's Secrets album. MC Light. Oh.
Toni Braxton is bae.
Yeah. Oh, here's another one that kind of fucked me up. The entire fucking soundtrack for A Thin Line Between Love and Hate was co-produced by who?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's a top 10 soundtrack.
This man broke, though. Like, how is he broke? Like, that's what I don't get.
Probably lawyer fees. Shit.
No, seriously. Like, he has all this publishing.
Well, he couldn't read his contracts either.
That is very true. Like, I don't know if y'all like, I personally didn't like the Life soundtrack. I like the movie. He produced half of it. He produced tracks 2 through 14.
Soundtracks were that bad. Live.
Yo.
Yeah, he produced half of B2K's entire catalog.
B2K had a... bah, bah, bah.
What's that? He produced 9 songs from Joe. Like, I Want to Know More.
Hey, now that's where we're gonna stop. Okay, there would be no Joe slander on my show at all.
I gotta know.
Yo, Britney Spears, Jennifer Lopez, we can't listen to Marcus Houston, Sierra's Goodies. Can't listen to that. Tamia.
Goodies was it. Goodies.
Twister's So Sexy. He was not only on the song, but he did that. Remember the song that he stole from Bow Wow? Can't listen to that no more.
What song is that?
Same Girl.
Yeah, Same Girl.
on that song?
Yo, we can't even listen to Ruben Studdard's.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, we can let that go. Ruben, where's Ruben? Did he die?
No, he's still alive. He's still with us.
Damn, lady. See, don't do my dog like that.
I didn't know. Like, I legit thought, like, he died. I'm so sorry. I'm not wishing death on him. No. I just don't remember him being.
I think we seen him, like, recently, like, a couple years ago, though. Didn't he, like, do, like, a commercial, a countdown? He was on a countdown, I think.
We got to get rid of Fantasia, too.
No. That's too much cornbread right there.
I need Which one? Which song?
When I see you and sleeping with the one I love.
I see you.
If it's that song, it's a rap.
Is that one? That would be.
Yeah. Is it that one?
Is that one?
Yep.
When I see you and
sleeping with the one I love.
No, that's not the one. No, he's talking about a different song. When I see you.
Yeah, when I see you and sleep, the other song is sleeping with the one I love.
He did not produce that song. You serious?
It's the shit say it here on the Wikipedia, unless somebody like messed it up.
Yeah, Wikipedia be lying sometimes.
They do be lying, but when I think of something like Marcus Houston's clubbing, that girl, Sierra Hoodies next to you, Twista's So Sexy, Ray J, Selena Johnson, Charlie Wilson.
Hey, what song, Ray J? What song? Not the One Wish.
Song called, We got One Wish. One Wish is cool. Why does it say Diddy joined the live? That's crazy.
All right, hey, it's time to go. Lady C, let them know where they can find you at.
Oh, you can find me on TikTok, Lady C. I think that's how you find me. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. I don't know my TikTok handle. Is it my name or is it not? Wait, let me go check what my name is on here. But you can find me at Lady C. On TikTok. You can find me on, I think that's how you can find me. Greg, can you check? I don't know.
Yes.
Is that how they can find me?
Yep, that's exactly where they can find you.
Okay, you can find me on Lady C, and maybe I'll come back to Greg's show and the dating pool department manager. Why is this your name?
It's a long story. It's a long story.
Department manager. Oh, well, so great talking to you.
Oh, no doubt.
Are you going to bed now? I'm just kidding.
I am. I'm actually about to pop on a movie to fall asleep to.
Yeah. Oh, fabulous. Okay. Well, it was a pleasure speaking with you.
No doubt. I'm going to invite you back, and we're going to have to do another episode.
For sure.
Wow. Yeah, just send me a message on here, and, you know, when you guys want to meet. If you guys want to do, like, Fridays or... I don't know, Greg. You seem to be on here like every day.
I try. But
Larissa, let me.
Greg, you're trying to get his chile.
I am. If you light skin, you could actually find me.
Yeah, all the light skin cats go after him. Oh, not
Lord,
me.
Have mercy.
Yeah. If you light skin, you can find me at Walgreens trying to find y'all some Sunbum and Neutrogena SPF 70.
Leave the light skin people alone. Let them be great. Let them be great, okay? They can't help. They don't have no melanin. So
this is the thing's fault.